Oh, dang, that didn't get picked up.
All right.
I do that when I sneeze.
What's our topic for today?
I know. I thought we'd start with Zach's great news about his...
Your topic for today is butt stuff.
Are we recording?
Stuff. Yeah, we're recording. We're live.
Oh, snap.
So Zach's about to be an instant uncle soon.
I don't know if the word instant works there. I mean, it's a process, but...
Can you describe the process to me as if I'm a five-year-old?
So, there's a book with colors in it, and then, like, there's a crane or some shit, and then, you know, mommy and daddy go make high-five noises, and then... and then 9 months later, a crane drops off a baby boy or girl.
So... From the perspective of a five-year-old who hears high-five noises, can we practice high-five noises later, too?
Are you hitting on me?
No, I'm just curious what a high-five noise is.
Would you like to be the left hand or the right hand, Jack?
I'm dominantly right-handed, if that helps.
What if you just hit my hand from the back?
You know what? We could all make high-five noises together. Oh, you like to be hit from the back. Nice.
Yeah.
It took a minute for you to, like, register. All right. Fair enough.
Jack, moving back didn't help. Your mic is exploding.
What?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Operator error? But yes, in all seriousness,
Yeah.
Okay.
My sister-in-law is pregnant.
Yay! High five noise.
Well, technically, she's in labor now.
She just got dropped off at the hospital,
Like eight minutes ago. Like, she's on the bus, and the bus just dropped her off?
They told her she needs to get there before 7 p.m., so my little brother just drove in from Utah, got there at 5:30, and he dropped off my brother and sister-in-law.
Wait, so your younger brother came in?
Yes. He was planning on coming in on Tuesday, because
she
was supposed, like, the date planned was, like, Thursday or some shit.
Right. Why didn't her husband, your other brother...
He is at the hospital with her.
Drive...
I guess they didn't want to have a car at the hospital or something. I have no idea. They're both there.
I mean, those parking rates are crazy.
Yeah, I also don't really know which hospital. Oh, I think it's... I'm pretty sure I know which hospital.
It's the one with the doors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it the one with nurses?
I would hope so.
They have a doctor or two there as well.
I think they should have a really big mitt. You know what I mean?
Speaking of hospitals, I had a buddy who had his spleen burst last year. Just, like, randomly.
Ow.
And,
that sounds awful.
Well, here's the story I got. So, like, I wake up. It was back in July. And I wake up to a text message from my friend Andy, who's a groomsman, by the way. And he says, it just says...
Thanks for throwing in there that I'm not a groomsman.
Zach, you could have been a groomsman. You could have been a contender. You could have been.
All right. Number one contender.
All right. But Chuck got bumped up to best man. Chuck went from last invited to witness to cameraman to best man.
And ring man.
That's the best man.
Ring bear.
Ring bear. Ring, yeah, he was also ring bear.
Ring bear.
So what you're telling me is that Chuck is a success story.
Chuck is the American dream.
Yeah.
So I get this text message from a buddy of mine, and it just says, "Hey, I'm in the hospital. LOL."
No way.
Yeah, I said, "Hey, I'm in the hospital, LOL. My spleen exploded last night.
Oh my God.
Do you want to come visit me?" I was like, "Sure, no problem."
Okay.
So, like, in my mind, I was like, "Oh, it sounds as bad as, like, if your appendix burst. You just go and get it chopped out, and you're fine."
Yeah.
Texas turns out that's not what happened.
You need your spleen to live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't it just chug up rocks or something like that, like a gizzard?
Yeah, basically.
Chickens?
Basically, that's what it does. I think it cleans your blood. Helps clean your blood with the kidneys. And so what happened was I went. So anyways, I show up to the hospital. And it's in the nicest hospital I've ever been in. You know, I'm used to, like, shitty hospitals.
Oh, so they had a really nice bar?
Yeah, they had a really nice bar. And I walk in. Well, they had, like, 15 different buildings. Like,
it's like its own little campus.
Yeah, it was its own little campus. And I walked in. And I see his wife, who's a doctor, by the way. And she, I have never seen her. The look on her face was just sheer terror. And as I'm walking into the lobby, on the other side of the room is my friend's mother, who flew in from New Jersey, apparently, looking pale as all can be. And they, like, sprint at each other and embrace one another. And I was like, so my friend's text message did not, left out a few things.
It had LOL in it. I wasn't concerned.
Yeah, I walked in like, what's up? You know, like. And I get up there. His whole family has come in. His brother came in from, like, a honeymoon. His, like...
Oh, shit.
His parents flew in. His sister came up from San Diego.
Did you stop and get flowers when you saw everyone?
No. I was like, what happened? And Andy's... His name's Andy. Or is it? So Andy was sitting over there in his bed, just, like... He has the, like, self... pressing or injection of like painkillers.
Yeah,
in
yeah. The morphine drip.
The morphine drip. And I see him. He's like, hey.
I probably would have done the same thing.
And yeah, so apparently what had happened is spleen exploded at 3 a.m. He went to go relieve himself with a number 2. Didn't make it. Slipped. Hit his head. Shat all over the bathroom floor. I had to include that. Yes, if you were wondering.
And that's amazing. Sorry.
Got taken, and it was like July 2nd around when it happened, and apparently July 1st and January 1st is when they, when new interns come in, they like switch the interns, so it happened July 2nd, and yeah, it was basically like Grey's Anatomy, and like, he had like 2 liters of blood in his stomach, basically, from the spleen, and they had to, the interns had to, he was at the will of the interns, basically, had no idea what they were doing. And they had to call in a surgeon who was, like, sleeping, and he came in and saved his life. He was going to die. And his mom, like, when the doctor came, his mom was like, thank you for saving my son's life. And, yeah, it was pretty gnarly. And I was like, dude, your text message did not capture that at all. Whatsoever.
This is why I prefer phone calls.
Yeah, you don't put LOL in serious situations either, you
know? So, LOL, I'm dying.
Yeah, I still make fun of him for that today. He was like, yeah, I mean, I was kind of high. Like, it wasn't... I was chill.
What do they do? They have to give him a new spleen?
I mean, you can live without your spleen, but like,
when it explodes...
It's like if your appendix bursts,
right?
It will kill you if you don't get it up.
Got it.
It'll basically poison you. Same thing with the spleen. You'll just internally bleed and die.
I peed blood last year. That scared the shit out of me.
Whoa, what?
Do you not remember this? Starts with K and ends with kidney stones.
It's my line. No, I don't really remember you having kidney stones.
Dude,
were we friends then? Like, I feel our friendship blossomed when we tried to do the 10-day lemon juice cleanse together.
Did that cause your
kidney stones?
No,
that was before that, wasn't it?
I don't really remember. I mean, look. First off, apparently. Kidney stones are like super fucking bad if it's like over. I'm really smart, you guys. If they're over a certain size, and so luckily mine were able to be peed out. But like I remember, I was sleeping at my mom's house because I was like watching her house for some reason, and I woke up in the middle of the night and just had like horrible pain in my back, and it woke me up out of a dead sleep and just excruciating pain. And I don't know about you guys, but in the middle of the night, I don't really turn on the light to go pee, you know, or just walk into the bathroom.
No, we've established that I sit down.
Yes.
In the middle of the night. Yeah.
I mean, have the lights on?
No.
Because he's sitting down.
I'm sitting down. I know where it's going.
I didn't realize I was peeing blood. And then so like, you know, I end up going outside, smoking a few cigarettes, come back inside, blah, blah, blah. When it finally light out enough to see when I'm peeing, I realized that I'm just straight peeing blood. And I was like, all right, well, you know what? Maybe I'm just like really dehydrated, which is weird because I only drink water.
Right.
And I went to work and I felt like shit. And I was taking ibuprofen. And I told people at work, I was like, hey, why would you know, what's a reason you'd be peeing blood? And my facility manager didn't let me come into work the next day. She goes, you got to go to the hospital or you got to figure this out before you can come back to work. You're peeing blood. That's not normal. And, I ended up going to the doctor, and they gave me these pills.
Wait, so how did it come up at work then that you were peeing blood? Did somebody see you pee blood?
No, I mean, if you're peeing blood, that's something you're going to ask about. I mean, I've never peed blood before.
Okay, I'm just curious.
I mean, it was
were you just like, hey, European blood before? Like, I was having that conversation start.
I was like, dude, my
just
back,
like at the bus stop. Hey, buddy, you ever peed blood before?
I was like, dude, like my fucking back hurts. Someone goes, that's where your kidneys are.
I feel like there's a Nick Cage freak out where he talks about pissing blood. I don't know. Maybe. I've seen the Nick Cage freak out video on YouTube too many times.
Oh.
I Nicolas Cage my little brother's room once. That's another story. But yeah, so I mean, the doctor gave me these fucking pills that are supposed to help break up the stones, and he wanted me to pee into coffee filters to see them when they come out. And I was like, I'm not fucking doing that. And one day I was at the range with, you know, our friend Chuck, and they came out at the gun range.
How big were they?
All I remember is hearing a little dink and like seeing a couple black specks. It looked like I peed out some poppy seeds or something. And that was it.
Well, you were lucky, dude. Sometimes kidney stones last a long time.
Oh, it lasted like a week, and it was like excruciating pain. Oh, no.
I've had people had like kidney stones be like 6 months.
Yeah, fuck that, need surgery. Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, fuck that.
Like that big around or some shit.
Well, because like your pee hole is not supposed to like, you know, it's not meant to... It's not meant to stretch, you know.
No,
what I mean? So it was super painful. Yeah.
Yeah.
It looked like I was just pouring fruit punch into the toilet when I peed. It was so red.
That's how somebody described pregnancy to me once.
The
giving birth.
Oh, was having your pee hole expand?
No, having a watermelon shoved through your dick hole.
Ah.
That's terrifying.
You know what they told
me? That's the miracle of life.
You know what they told me in Catholic school?
It's a sin?
No, that the reason it hurts is because of original sin. And Mary didn't have birth pains because she didn't have original sin.
Who's Mary?
They taught
the Virgin Mary. Yes.
Wait.
Zach's Jewish. Of course he would know who Mary is.
Right, right.
Hold on. Just because she didn't have sex, what do you mean she didn't have pain?
I honestly don't remember what the hell original sin is anymore.
From my Southern upbringing, is that... In the South, okay, in the Bible, God created Adam and Eve, right? God created Adam, and then from his ribcage, Eve.
Where'd Steve come into play?
Steve? Adam and Steve?
They were hanging out before, and God was having none of it, so he killed Steve and made Eve, and was like, you're going to be just as happy.
Yeah. And what happened was Eve ended up eating the forbidden fruit, being tricked by the snake.
Okay.
That's what it was.
Legs, and
the lizard.
Yeah, the lizard. Yeah. Tricked by the lizard. That's really funny. I never thought of that.
Isn't that the Mormon religion?
No, the Mormons believe...
Watch the South Park episode on Mormons. Or was it... No, that's Scientology.
No, there's science. They do one. The Mormon ones is a dum-dum-dum-dum-dum.
Because my little brother's dating a Mormon girl, and I would love to ask her about those. She's like a
you know what?
LSD
you,
Mormon.
She would... an LSD Mormon?
Latter-day Saints?
LDS. Sorry. LSD Mormons. Like, is that where you do so many drugs that you think you're Mormon?
I don't know much about Mormon. Most of my knowledge of Mormonism comes from either South Park episode or, as equally funny, the Book of Mormon.
I'm sorry. You make fun of me so much how I'm educated through TV. You just said everything you know about being Mormon is from South Park.
Yeah, but you learned about it. You
learned
about
half of it's from one TV episode. The other half is from a sophisticated musical.
Look, I learned a lot from Archer, and I've got to say, his fears entice me, because they're scary as shit.
Brain aneurysm, crocodiles,
Hindenburg 2.0.
Anything that lived through the KT extinction.
Yes.
That's terrifying. Those are goddamn dinosaurs.
Technically, our ancestors lived through the KT extinction, too. That's how mammals became the dominant.
Bro, whatever. My ancestors barely lived through World War II, right?
I'm equally terrified of those.
Yeah, equally terrified of that as well. Okay. Yes. Anyways, what were we talking about? Oh yeah, God. Anyways. God. Wait, do I need to explain the creation myth of original sin, or can we just move?
No,
on?
No. But they were saying that every human in the world has original sin based on Eve eating the apple, but for some goddamn reason, the Virgin Mary did not have original sin, and so therefore, when she gave birth to Jesus, she did not have birth pains.
Hold on. Do you think somebody could honestly get away with that today? Like, being like, go to their husband or go to their partner and be like, hey, so I'm pregnant, but we haven't had sex, and I promise I didn't have sex with anyone else.
What? It's a white couple and the baby comes out black?
No, but like the virgin birth, you know, like I just don't think that, I think somebody like that's bullshit.
Here's my understanding of the Bible or the Torah.
I would love to hear this. All right.
He learned it through TV as well.
No, I did not. I went to Hebrew school. I don't really think that like those stories are supposed to be taken as accounts of what actually happened, but that it's a design for living a healthy, upstanding, moral, righteous life.
So you're saying that when children make fun of a bald man, it's okay for him to declare to God to come at them with a bear and kill them all?
Or like having the prices for slaves laid out in front of you.
What the fuck?
Those are both
very like minuscule stories in the Bible.
Or like don't eat shellfish and don't wear mixed fabric clothes.
So, I mean, back in the day, I'm sure it was super unhealthy.
Oh, and don't have sex with a chick when she's on her period.
Don't touch her, really. Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know if you guys know this, but, you know, medicine wasn't the same as it was back in the day.
Are you saying that a period is a disease?
I'm saying there's certain things you're discussing about seafood and women.
I see where you went there.
Yeah. I mean, when did we get the cure for polio? You know what I mean? Like that.
We don't have a cure for polio. We have a vaccine. It's like 1962.
Exactly. That's only 60 years ago. That killed a shit ton of people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jesse Owens had polio, and then he overcame it and destroyed the Nazis in the Olympics.
Yes.
Take that, Nazis.
Yeah. And I'm trying to figure out how to say this. In terms of your design for living, my grandfather, who became fairly religious as he got older in life, always told my mom, who's also in the program, that the program is like the most, like does all the things that he hears people talk about in church. He's like, I hear people talk about doing all this stuff for other people and living the right life in church and not do any of it. And then I see you in your program doing all of it. And that always stuck out to me. It's like,
I mean, yeah, look at like the Ten Commandments, for instance. I mean, don't covet thy neighbor's wife. Probably shouldn't be sleeping with a married woman. I mean, I don't really need Ten Commandments.
I still stand by my philosophy just because there's a goal.
You're married, that's different.
Doesn't mean you can't score.
Oh my God, Jack. So you're, you know, I'm pro 10th step. So,
I'm pro 13th step.
So
I'm pro about it.
I'm a little bit torn here. I generally try to tell my sponsees and or clients not to cause more harm.
Hey, what if it's just a threesome and everyone's on board?
What, consent now you're, is sexy. Now you're telling people to pig roast married women?
Pig roast married... I mean, not in that context, but if they're all consenting adults and say, let's have a threesome, what's the wrong in that?
Are you saying that the married couple in this situation are down to bring in a third person?
Yes.
That is 100% different. That is not causing harm to anyone. Whatever people want to do with their sexual desires behind closed doors.
Okay, are you coming at me with a 12-step program repertoire or a Bible repertoire?
So look, neither and or both. So in my early sobriety, last sobriety, this one a little bit, I did not give a shit if someone was, you know, married or in a relationship because I had been cheated on. And it broke my fucking heart. So I wanted to inflict that pain on somebody else. And in my
hurt people, you're saying.
My theory was, I'm not the one doing the cheating. If that chick wants to cheat on her fucking husband, that's not my problem. Because it's not my relationship.
A little selfish.
But that's what had been done to me. And that's what I knew was, you know what I mean?
Right.
But now that I am in...
The program.
I try to make better decisions.
Okay. So are you talking about the program or are you talking about the Bible here?
What about the Bible?
The Bible?
The Bible.
The marathon?
I mean, to be honest, because we were talking about, like, kind of joking around about the Bible, and then you went on high and mighty. High and mighty, like, I'm better than thou, 10-step thing. So I'm just curious.
My point with bringing the Bible back into it is that it's not...
Do we even know the Ten Commandments?
I'm looking them up right now.
Perfect. My point is that it's a design for living. It's not, you know, not doesn't need to be taken strict as fuck, but you probably shouldn't be sleeping with your neighbor wife because that's just going to cause conflict.
I mean, it probably shouldn't be taken strict as fuck, but people do. And they tend to cherry pick what parts they do take strict as fuck.
Those people are usually fucking crazy.
What about a cuckold situation?
Define cuckold?
Cuckold?
It's where you get off on watching your wife sleep with other people. It goes back to Jackson's
Again, that's consent.
The Ten Commandments.
Look at Moses, okay? Do you really expect me to believe that some fucking... First off, people back in those days were getting married and having kids at like fucking 15 and dying by 30. You really expect me to believe that asshole fucking walked through a desert for how long? Yeah, exactly.
40 I don't know. They were desert people.
They became desert people, dude.
Like for 40 years?
Yeah, why not?
You can survive in the desert for 40 years.
People were dying at 30. As an adult man, he then walked through the desert for 4 years. That makes him at least 70.
Hold on. The humans have always been able to live to like 73, I think, if you eliminate like people who died before they were 21. Like people used to die very young all the time. And if you take them out of the equation, the people who made it to adulthood had as much capacity to live to like 70 or 80 as we do.
One of the commandments is honor thy father and thy mother, but we don't have dads.
Yeah, so we are already bad Christians.
Well, I mean, I'm not Christian. So
you're the worst Christian.
I mean, it's in the it's in the Old Testament. It's in the Torah.
So somebody does not have to be alive for you to honor them, and there's a reason it says honor and not love.
Here's something interesting. There's thou shalt not commit adultery, and then thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods, not thy neighbor's wife. That's just this one.
Well, women were kind of property back then, so,
Yeah, that probably happened.
Keep the holy day Sabbath.
Yeah, Shomer Shabbos.
Hey, how come he forgot Shabbos. Slavery in Ace?
What?
Because it was in the Bible telling you how to price your slaves.
How is the question?
There was no, thou shalt not have slaves.
It's like the...
Are you reading the Christian or the Jewish?
In fairness, it took America until, like, what, the 13th Amendment to get to the slavery part? They had to amend it
three times before they got to the slavery.
I have been sunburnt, you guys, for, like, over a month now.
That's not great.
No. Zach hates his job. He has to take clients to the beach.
Do you know how awful that is?
Yeah, amazing it is to get paid and go to the beach.
Oh, no. I put that on my gratitude list every time I go. I also like to post a picture of a jewel on my stomach, and I say, you know I got that thing on me.
Yes. Sometimes you say, Jewel, no, I got that thing on me. Remember that time you started a gratitude list?
Yeah, I'm still in a gratitude list. Are you? You guys just suck.
And
the gratitude list I tried to start with my friends. I mean, I'm friends with people on this one, too. But
I was the last person to post on that gratitude list.
Are you just flexing on everyone right
yes.
now? Yes. I'm totally down to start another gratitude list.
Hey, guys, I think you have your mics backwards.
Oh, is that why it's not picking up all that well?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Good job.
And that's why Anthony. You were exploding?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Well,
now that we figured that one out,
we can start the podcast. Welcome back to another episode of What Dad Podcast, bringing you the meeting after the meeting every week. Our mission is to bring you, the listeners, questionable entertainment and talk about whatever we want. I'm Anthony.
I'm Jack.
And I'm Zach.
Oh my gosh, so is none of that?
No, I mean, sure, no, it'll come up. It's just going to be, I'm going to be really loud. You guys are going to be really quiet.
Oh my God. Fucking Jack.
Yeah, you can see the point on the thing where we switch our mics around.
Can you really? That's fantastic.
All right, so now that we've pissed off most of
anyone who pretends to be religious.
Yeah. Now that we've pissed off everybody's from Jack's neck of the woods.
I didn't say anything bad about religion.
We didn't say anything untrue about religion.
We didn't say anything good either.
No, you talked about how it was a design for living. I agree with.
I really wanted to say something right there, but it would piss off a lot of people.
Say it. We can always edit.
Oh, that religion is for weak people that wouldn't know how to navigate their life without it.
A lot of people can say that about the program, too.
Yeah, for sure.
That wasn't a beer, I promise.
Jack, put your Pabst away.
If I'm going to go out, I'm not going to go out on Pabst, okay?
And he's not going to drink just one like the last time he drank.
Bro, he's got two Pabst
right
there.
How sad of a story is that?
I was so embarrassed
to tell that story for so long. I was like, oh, dude, I got so wasted my last night drinking. You know? I was like, no, I had one.
See, I was like that, too. I definitely used to embellish. Like, I did drugs, but I didn't do drugs. Like, I
to Zach standards.
Right. Really. I mostly smoked weed, but I would always, like, lean into the time I did, like, 150 painkillers in 10 days. And I would just, like, stretch that story out.
And that's like, only 15 a day.
Exactly. That's I'd stretch that story out, and then I heard Jack's story, and I was like, "Oh, I'm good."
my fucking lame story.
Did you guys see what just happened right there? I love that.
My lame wondering story.
You know what I never understood is when the kids come into treatment and they're not high. I could not do that to save my life.
I mean, I did.
What?
Well, I didn't go to treatment. I went to sober. I just went into sober living. They didn't send me to treatment.
You didn't like detox.
I detoxed in my bathroom.
That's fun. Yeah.
I had no idea what was happening. I was like, "Why am I shaking?"
Do you remember the first time you detoxed? Like when you first time you came off of drugs and you were like kicking. Do you remember the first time you were kicking? Because I didn't understand what was happening.
I didn't like opiates.
We talked about it last time. I tried to kill myself.
Jesus, dude.
Do you guys not remember that was like 2 weeks ago?
You expect me to remember something we talked about 2 weeks
ago?
No,
I mean, if it was that important of a story, I would have remembered.
No,
I remember it.
You know, the worst withdrawals I ever had was off of spice.
I've heard that.
I've actually heard that. I mean, it was like I never kicked opiates because I never did them long enough to like have withdrawals. But the spice was like everything everybody talks about opiate withdrawals. It was like 3 days instead of 10 or a month for Zach, but it was like three. Just it was awful.
So the first time I found out about opiate dependency, I was in San Luis Obispo. I had just gotten kicked out of my apartment for the cops coming too many times, and I was sleeping on my mattress behind a couch in my friend's apartment. I was like, you know what? I'm not really going to do anything today. I'm just going to fucking sell drugs. I don't need to get high today. And I've just tried to have a normal day and not do drugs. I didn't feel like getting high that day. And it got to be like noon o'clock. And I was selling to someone and they're like, dude, you look like shit. I was like, yeah, I feel like shit too. Like, I don't know what this is. And they're like, well, have you taken any drugs today? And I was like, no. They're like, you've been doing Oxy every day for the last like X amount. You know, you're probably going through withdrawal. So I was like, the fuck is withdrawals? And then I took like 4 Oxy and I felt better. And that's how I learned about withdrawals.
It happens.
Yeah.
I think I mean, again, I had no idea that detox was a thing. And so like I ended up multiple times waking up just shaking. Right. And like for detoxing off Adderall is just sleeping.
Yeah.
I'd sleep for like 40 hours.
Yeah, that I've always been jealous of people that do uppers because of that.
It's amazing. You just sleep.
Yeah. Asshole.
Yeah, I literally couldn't sleep.
That sounds like a personal issue.
Yeah. I got so used to passing out. I couldn't sleep.
Yeah, but I would wake up shaking, dehydrated, vomiting, shitting. And with a hangover. So, like...
So this last time I kicked, I was smart enough because I had tried to kick multiple times and I kind of knew something about it. So I refused to eat food for the first week and a half, and I was just drinking Pedialyte. So you guys seem kind of bored by this conversation.
We can move on from this. I think we've already had a whole episode on this.
Yeah. What's the questions on our list from the emails?
We could talk about the fantasy football draft we had here, but I don't know how interesting that would be.
No.
It was a fun time.
You could probably talk about that for an hour.
Yeah.
I would talk about it like this. I drafted.
Well, I ended up in three leagues, and
When you, well, I thought we were a monogamous league, dude.
No.
You're cheating on us?
Yes.
Okay, Manfred.
And
you're that colluding hurts me with more than you know.
What? You have to make a solemn oath right here and now to not help your wife in fantasy football.
I explained to her how things work, but I'm not. I haven't given her any help. She's. I don't think she wants my help. She wants to figure this out on her own.
There can be no full-on family collusion.
I second that.
Well, I want to win that money too. So,
how many questions in sobriety?
I want to win.
You're gonna lose.
I mean, it's possible. I'm banking
10
on 4
questions
rookie running
to
backs.
Ask yourself daily in addiction recovery. Let's see what this says.
You know what the first question I think should be on that list?
What?
Did you make your bed today?
Oh, I don't remember the last time I made my bed.
Because that way you're starting the day doing something productive.
What do you mean the last time? There's like, we're not, it's so fucking hot. You just sleep on the bed. There's no covers or sheets or anything.
I get that.
Yeah.
I understand that. That being said, I'm pro making your bed because that way you're starting your day off already having an accomplishment done.
Hey, you should be making your bed, Anthony.
I didn't make my bed today.
Well, all the guys are going to drink. All right, here
What's
we go.
What's the first question?
What did I do to strengthen my recovery today?
Meditated. I'm going to meditate texture.
Man, you should be a salesman for meditation. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you sounded so surreal.
It's the
right
calm.
There. Serene.
Serene. I sounded surreal. I meditated.
Okay, so we're going on to the next question?
Yeah, let's just skip that one.
What problem behaviors did I exhibit today?
I mean, I've been anxious about this job. I don't know if that's a problem behavior. That's a mental health issue.
Yeah. Anthony had anxiety. Sorry.
Yeah. What could I... What about you, Zach?
What problem
behaviors? What problem behaviors did you exhibit today? That's such a fucking therapist question.
Yeah, I don't really like that question. I mean, I didn't really...
Let's switch it. What character defects did you exhibit today?
That's something I'm going to find out on my 10th step.
I mean,
today.
I was reactionary. I didn't really pause. I kind of just went into go mode as soon as I got into work. You know what I mean?
Sound like you're a good worker. I wasn't being facetious, though. What could I... And these are dumb questions, dude. What did I learn about myself today?
I learned to have anxiety again.
Oh, dude, you know what got me really happy today? My favorite coworker said that he bought me something for my 3-year, which is around the corner.
When's your 3-year?
September 18th, 2017. So
September 18th, 2020
will be my 3-year.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Ooh, icebreakers for group cohesiveness at your smart recovery meeting.
Dude, what do you guys think about smart recovery?
I don't really know anything about smart recovery in the first place.
Explain it to us.
Like, do you know anything about it?
Like, we're five.
So, I really don't know much about it, but I can tell you what I don't like about it.
All right, sounds like the American way. All right.
From what I've seen with other people working that program, like when I was in treatment at the same time as them. So, like...
You were at the Shuv.
I was at the Shuv.
Shout out Shuv.
Shuv.
And were there people in the Shuv doing smart recovery?
There was this one old dude who was just like super liberal and condescending and thought he was better than everyone.
Why is he gotta be liberal, yo?
He just was. And
okay, continue.
And he would just preach all this fucking smart recovery bullshit and then he would like openly talk about how like if you're say you're a heroin addict and you don't do heroin now, but you have a drink, you don't have to reset your time because you didn't do your drug of choice. And that's, in a nutshell, why I don't like it, especially for treatment setting, is because that does not teach you abstinence. It does not teach you...
Well, smart recovery doesn't preach abstinence either.
That's what I don't like.
That glosses over the point that all drugs are drugs. And like,
exactly.
If you took away... If all you left me with was like Adderall, and I fucking hate uppers,
but I
was using,
I would make sure you liked uppers by the end of it.
I mean, I would totally do those.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, dude, it's all the same thing. Yeah. Alcohol, booze. It's a substance that makes you not. Anthony, help me out here.
Substance that affects you from the neck up and impairs your judgment.
Yes.
And your ability to live life.
That being said, I kind of feel like steroids should be looped into that.
Even though it's not.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Even though you're not getting high off of it, it's body and mind altering. It changes your body and it changes your mind's perception of your body.
You see, if it just changed your body, I'd be okay with it. But it's the changing of the mind.
Roid rage?
That is the issue, yeah. Like, if it affects your thinking and you can get, pretty sure you can get addicted to it.
That being said, I would totally do some fucking test.
On what?
I mean, like a fucking... I know they have, like, the underarm deodorant or something like that.
Yeah, it's very common.
Yeah, I would totally do that. I feel like I've heard that it makes you shoot just huge loads.
What are you talking about?
Okay, testosterone.
Testosterone shrinks your dick, dude.
What? I thought it just shrinks your balls.
No, your dick doesn't really work on testosterone.
But your head gets bigger, like Barry Bonds.
Your head gets bigger, and then you can hit home runs 500 feet.
Oh, well, see, there's a plus right there.
Yeah, plus.
And you get paid $150 million.
If it were up to me, all athletes would be on steroids. Because I want to see...
Even the playing field. Yeah.
even the playing field.
So I want to see the limits of the human body. I want to see NFL players running at 28 miles an hour and hitting each other with the force of four trucks.
I think that would be super interesting. And you can even make it a whole new league. Like, instead of having...
The steroid league.
Exactly. Imagine every sport we watch now also having a steroid league.
There's a reason baseball... had a resurgence in the late 90s and early 2000s.
Roids.
And Bud Selig was like, yeah, we're going to let this go.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like Rob Manfred, or the guy sitting next to us over here. Just let the Astros cheat.
See, but that wasn't interesting.
Yeah, that really wasn't that interesting.
It depends on whether or not you were a Dodger or Yankee fan.
Dodgers.
Yeah, because the Astros fucked over the Yankees many years.
Yeah.
See, I'm an Angels fan, and it's like...
And stole the World Series from the Dodgers.
Made me stop enjoying baseball, and I'm still pissed about the Astros.
Are you talking about the Astros cheating pissed you off, or like...
Yes. Me, who watches the Angels and therefore doesn't like baseball anymore.
I think maybe you need to switch up your teams, dude. You can pick any other team. You might like it. You pick the Padres, dude. They're a fun team to watch.
I am rooting for the Padres.
I'm rooting for the Padres.
Everybody's rooting for the Padres.
They're a fun team to watch.
I'm not really watching baseball this season.
Yeah, no.
When was the last time you watched baseball, Zach?
My first time at Beit Shuva, I was super into baseball. I went to probably like 50 or 60 games that year.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And, was watching them all the time. It was like the only thing anyone was talking about.
That's pretty cool.
At Beit Shuva.
I think the last time I watched a baseball game start to finish was us watching the 2017 World Series.
That was a horrible day in my life. speaking of baseball, I ran a group today and the topic of failure came up and,
I read a great book called The Gift of Failure that might be relevant.
Oh, well, you can chime in after this. after I'm done talking, you can speak, okay?
God, you know your place.
You will speak when spoken to.
I have the talking LaCroix, all right?
Gross.
You want to share it?
No.
All right, then you can't talk. Those are the rules I just made up, all right?
He's going to forget what he wanted to say to him.
I know. So I was talking about failure with my clients. All my clients were like,
oh, you
we got 5 days
that.
Sober. I fail. I suck at life. I fail at sobriety. I fail in life. And they weren't really happy with themselves. So I threw some baseball knowledge at them. And I said, baseball is the only sport we really celebrate failure. Right? Think of a batting average. Right? The best hitters in the league hit about 300. Right?
Yeah.
That means they get, out of 10 at bats, they hit 3 hits.
Yeah.
Okay? So they're failing 70% of the time. All right, so Pete Rose, who's the all-time hit leader, to some, I would say Ichiro Suzuki is better than him.
Yes.
Claimed, he had a statement once, he's like, if I went to the plate 10,000 times and I hit 3,000 hits, I would be celebrated, I would be immortalized in the Hall of Fame as one of the greatest hitters of all time. At the same time, I also went 0 for 7,000.
It's the selling point of your favorite sport.
I know. Right? Point being, I was like, guys, like, you can't take every failure so personally. Like, I remember when I first got sober, any kind of failure, I was like, oh my God, my life is over. And I'd go to the hot seat and be super dramatic and tell them I'd have to leave and I could never come back.
And
I'd
cry. Have to go
and cry and be sick at the same time, so it even sounded worse. And then everybody would make fun of me, and I'd show up the next week and be like, why are you still here?
I liked your little spiel right there.
Yeah. But they were like, huh, we never thought of it like that before. So all I'm saying is baseball teaches failure.
Yeah.
And we...
Like, think about it. If Tom Brady went 30 for 100... 30 pass attempts? Like, 30 out of 100 for pass attempts? Like, he would be...
He would be Nathan
benched.
Peterman.
He wouldn't play.
Look, I get what you're saying, but, like, for instance, if you only get high once a month, you're still... sober the majority of the year. I don't think that's a good way to live your life.
If you only get high once a month, you probably don't have a drug
problem.
Yeah, you probably
don't have a drug problem.
And you're a normal adult human being.
Fuck you.
I was just trying to flip the negative perception my clients had about failure, right? Because they all believed at their core that they were failures.
They probably are.
I mean, you gotta lift them up in a way that you can't just be like, oh yeah, I know you're a failure, right? Like...
I remember sitting in group and we were sitting in a circle that day, classic, and my counselor, he said, I want you to look to the person to your left, look to the person to your right. Two of them aren't going to be there.
See, but the truth
not
is...
Not one, just two of them aren't
going to be there. The truth,
you're like, oh my God.
Who do you want
to
be?
And the truth is, if you take a group of three people and you say, look to the person to your left, look to the person to your right, probably all three of you aren't going to be here.
So, to further that, the only people that stayed sober from that group was me and the counselor, and then one person who got sober 2 years later.
Yeah, but I went to IOP twice, and of all the people I encountered...
Wait. Like, you went to two IOPs?
I went to the same IOP two times.
Or you only went twice and being like, I don't want to come back.
Like, I went to Beit Shuva twice.
I went
for
once.
11 months each.
I went once... Got high, came back.
Okay.
And of like...
You went one time.
No, I went one... Do you understand how numbers work?
Point. So you went there twice in the same
I mean,
day.
The way you're saying it, in the English language, it could mean either I went for one stint or I went one time.
I went for one stint two times.
There you go.
And of the
I used your own English language against you.
Of like the 50 people who were there with me over the two times, one other person stayed sober.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Dude, statistics for a heroin addict is what?
3%? You just got to be better than me, don't you? You're a heroin addict.
I'm just saying there's not a good chance.
You know what the average life of a heroin addict is?
How what?
7 years.
7 years?
The average life of a heroin addict.
Explain
who's
that.
In active using.
Like the average lifespan? Like from the time they start using heroin to the time they die? Yeah.
Well, wait, hold on. I started doing opiates when I was like 12, 13.
Like a badass.
It was just pills back then, though.
Yeah, like a badass.
Yeah.
I didn't actually start doing heroin until I was 21.
Okay.
But I had already started doing fentanyl at 19.
And you got sober at what, 25?
I got sober at 27.
So you're above average already. You're not a failure to Jack's earlier.
You hear
point.
That, Mom? Sorry.
You hear that, Dad?
Well, Dad, Zach never had a dad to tell him he was a failure.
Perks of being
an orphan. Joke's on you. All right, here's 21 thought-provoking questions. If you had to flee the country tomorrow and never return,
Canada.
Where would you go build a new life?
Canada. Because it's like America, but with healthcare. And they like hockey.
That's fair.
All right, wait, what was the question?
And everybody would know how to say my last fucking name.
only the French. They don't like the French up there, by the way. Good luck.
Dude.
That was hilarious,
Siri
by the way, figuring out my sister-in-law doesn't like the French. What's up? I totally interrupted you.
Siri does not pronounce his last name very well. Although, in Siri's defense, I don't think I spelled it right.
So how do you pronounce your French name?
Jean-Giraud.
That's my attempt at doing French. Jean-Giraud. Right, but like you would the J.
Actually, for like 3 years, I thought it was like Jandreu.
Right. French, all the suffixes are pronounced like the opposite of the way you think. Like E-A-U is O and O-U-X is U.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you go to Canada, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Where would you go, Zach?
What, if I had to start a new life somewhere?
In a different country, because you traded, you were a traitor to the United States of America.
So, first off, I would never disrespect America like that.
I think it'd be, that would go beyond disrespecting.
Protest is the most American thing you can do. I'm protesting so much, I'm leaving the country.
I would probably go somewhere with no extradition. I'd probably go somewhere that's like a third world country where I can buy drugs at pharmacies pretty easily. Because if I'm going to go hide for the rest of my life, it's going to be a short one. Let's be real here.
So you'd relapse.
Oh, 100%.
No, you go to like the Netherlands where you can get heroin injected by a doctor. You would relapse because
America rejected you?
That's a rejection I don't think I'd be able to, you know, stay sober through. And I actually really want to learn Spanish, but to like learn a whole new language and deal with not.
There are a lot of countries that speak English.
Fuck you.
Including England.
Yeah, but who wants to live in England?
Have you ever been to England?
No.
It's pretty cool.
I've only been in the London airport.
I feel like Brazil is pretty cool. I feel like Belize would be pretty cool.
Belize is cool.
I feel like Panama would be pretty tight. Trying to think of something.
Curacao would be really cool.
Yeah.
Because they're really good at baseball there.
Ah.
They have that.
Jack would become an international scout who could never go see his
prize. So actually, you know, Curacao, it's an interesting side note, is they have the highest. How to say this? What's the proper way of saying this? They have the
highest percentage of MLB players per population.
Thank you.
Got it.
That is exactly what I said. Yeah. Actually, you know what's the lowest? The United States.
Well, yeah, there's 300 million people, and most of the best athletes play other sports.
That's debatable.
Yeah. It's like debatable. LeBron plays basketball, and Tyreek Hill plays football.
Well, both of those sports are not technical debatable sports.
Those are definitely sports, Jack.
That's not
pretty
what I
technical.
Say. Not as much, or not technical, skill-based sports. Baseball is a huge skill-based sport.
Baseball does require a lot of skill, yes.
That's why you get pitchers.
You're saying there's no skill involved in baseball and football?
There's probably more skill involved in hitting a baseball than in
the hardest thing to do in sports. The hardest thing to do in sports is hit 100 mile an hour fastball.
I'll agree with that.
Hands down. Hardest thing to do.
I'm not negating the fact that that's difficult. I'm just saying that each sport requires their own respect in what they do.
I'm not saying basketball and football aren't. I'm not disrespecting them. Zach, you're the one that got all like high and mighty all over this. All of a sudden.
Although,
dude,
I would argue hockey.
Hockey requires the most
skill because you have to do everything on skates.
Actually,
I can't wait to go skating with you fuckers.
ESPN came out with an article a couple years ago about how it's actually boxing required the most skill.
Yeah,
there's something like watching the best boxers in the world is like, I think, is probably my favorite thing to do in sports. I don't like watching bad boxing, but like Shakur Stevenson annihilated some guy at the beginning of quarantine, and it was, I don't know, there's something magical about watching a guy hit and not get hit in a sport involved around getting hit. Like,
true. Very true. I think it took the most strength, agility, speed,
intelligence. Ironic, because you get punched in the head.
You gotta. It's like a chess match, but with your fists.
There's also chess boxing, which is a round of chess followed by a round of boxing. And if you either win the chess match or knock the other guy out, and that's how the game ends.
That's true. So, Zach, you'd go to Brazil or Belize?
Yeah, probably somewhere. I mean, somewhere tropical where I can buy drugs pretty easily.
Why? I'm curious. Why are you so like, fuck it, I'm relapsing.
What was the scenario?
You were, let's see. If you had to flee the country tomorrow and never return.
Yeah. So there's an implication there that I've done something that I can't, you know, there's a reason that I'm leaving.
Well, I mean, I made the joke that you were a traitor to America. But what if happens, like, what if the Nazis came back and they were trying to kill all the Jews again and you had to flee the country?
Well, what I actually do or what do I want to say I would do?
Start with what you would want to say you would do.
I would stock up and go guns blazing.
Okay. What would you actually do?
What would I actually do? I
stock probably up and go guns just, blazing.
I probably would just take my chai off and not and say that I'm not Jewish. Like, my family always jokes that I have that good Christian blood in me, which is why I look tan, and my aunt makes fun of the fact that I look Mexican with tattoos.
Oh, your family does it too.
Yeah.
No, the Nazis have access to all papers and know where all the Jews are.
So
yeah, so
but my mother was not raised Jewish. She
your
converted.
Mother's a proud Jew, though. A proud converted Jew who knows all the words to the Hanukkah
song. In your first off, fuck you. So in your scenario, they would consider that Jewish because, like, I'm not Orthodox. I'm not religious.
You were, you're 100% Jewish in their eyes. Okay, so besides technicality, they know you're Jewish. What do you do?
I mean, I feel like there's enough Jews in LA where we live that, like, we would all be able to just fucking, like, rent a cruise ship and just party over something, you know, like, do something super fucking cool.
I thought
cool.
You guys were going to say, like, a militia. You're like, yeah, we'll rent a cruise ship.
We just live in international waters for the rest of our lives.
Where? Oh, okay. This is such a rare. I can't. Okay. Did you guys see the show Weeds?
Yeah.
I watched, like, the first season, blacked out watching the first episode of season two and decided I didn't want to watch it again, so I never finished it.
You should start it. It was a good show.
That,
where did the brother go when he had to flee? He went to some, like...
tropical island?
No, he went to, like, Sweden or something where it was, like, super mellow and...
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember that.
He started...
Are you going to take your answer based on a TV show you watched?
No, that was just my only association with figuring out the name of that country that he went to.
Oh, okay.
But thank you for throwing me off.
All right, let's do another one. If you were to die this evening with no opportunity to communicate with anyone...
Oh, that's awful.
What would you most regret not having... Okay, that's waiting.
Writing down the password to my computer. Because then no one would be able to access it.
Seeing my unborn nephew that could be here any moment.
Okay, moving on.
Well, hold on. Answer it.
I didn't even finish the question.
Oh.
What good might come out of them... What would you regret not having told someone? What good might come out of telling them now?
Jack, you're short. Okay.
That was good. That was good.
It was well timed. I love that.
Moving on.
Jack, you're short. I tried to get out there. Yeah.
You're dumb.
What? Where did you get this fucking list?
I don't know. It's just called 21 Thought-Provoking Questions. Ooh. Do you work harder to earn praise and recognition or to avoid criticism?
Avoid criticism. I have a really hard time with being embarrassed about stuff.
You know, I feel like a little bit of both. I have this constant issue where, like, I want to rise up in the ranks and, like, be a leader, but, like, the people in charge don't like me, and it consistently keeps me from getting the job that I want, the position that I want.
What do you think it is?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, what do you think it is? If you had to pick something, be like what is it about your personality that might irk them?
I feel like people look at me and they're instantly threatened for some reason. I mean, it even happened when I worked construction. You know what I mean? If it's me versus someone that looks like a good old boy, like it they're going to choose the good old boy instead of me.
So you're talking,
I'm a giant. I have tattoos and, that's not aesthetically pleasing to most people.
Do you feel discriminated against?
You think it's because you're Jewish?
All right. So many times I'd play this game where I would go do a little construction job for someone and I wouldn't have my necklace showing all day. I'd tuck it in my shirt so it wouldn't, like, catch on anything. And then at the end of the day, when you go to get paid, hey, I'm done with the work, blah, 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 I would have the necklace out. And it's really worked well with older women. As soon as they see the necklace, they'd be like, oh, my God, I didn't know you were Jewish. And, you know, we'd start a little conversation and then she would tip me more because she saw the chai. But if I wasn't, didn't have the chai exposed, she would judge the shit out of me and not tip.
That's
as well.
Like low key super racist. on their part. Being like, oh, I didn't know you were Jewish. Here's more money.
I don't know. Yeah.
I'm just waiting for my... Here's something. Okay, so it's something called Six Tough Questions Every Addict Needs to Face. And it's loading because there's no really any good service in here. And I don't have your Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I don't have the Wi-Fi either. Let me see. I also don't really want to say that on the podcast.
Here's a website called Icebreaker Ideas.
That's terrible. Don't do that.
Yeah, these are atrocious. If you could replace all of the grass in the world with something else, what would it be and why?
Mac and cheese.
Just like playing softball, squelching around as you're trying to get a fly ball.
Yo.
Oh, these are dumb. And they're like, will you stick with treatment? All right, let's do this. What's the most interesting conversation you ever had with a newcomer? Or that you were just like, wow, this guy's clearly not ready to... integrate back in society.
I had a conversation with I had a conversation with Soccer Arm, and and he like,
okay, hold on, we got to explain Soccer Arm.
Yeah, please. I was gonna...
so we had a new kid was during the softball team after Zach left us. He decided to
excuse you
quit
after he fell out of our good graces.
Yeah. Zach quit the team, and we had a hole in our lineup. And
I didn't realize it meant that much to you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we had this 21, he was clearly in shape, clearly an athlete, had, like, soccer cleats. We put him at second base, and there was a double play happening. It was either PJ or me who got the ball.
Yeah.
And we tossed it over to second base. And he turned. He knew how to get to second base. I'll give him that.
Yes.
He turned.
He caught the ball, too.
Caught the ball, turned, picked it up, and then led. I'm going to say kind of threw like a girl. And it just went straight into the ground and rolled all the way to Chuck.
Who stretched and got the
who
out.
Who stretched and got the out. And so we just referred to him as Soccer Arm for now. Yeah.
So we were talking, and like, he goes through like this laundry list of ways that smoking weed has negatively impacted his life since the last time I saw him, and he was in treatment and he got arrested.
Was he your sponsor?
No, okay. He was a friend. And like he was having serious mental health problems, and I was like, well, is your life? What is it? Are you powerless over weed and is your life unmanageable? And he was like, yeah, I'm powerless over it, but my life isn't really unmanageable, so I don't think I really need the program. And I was like, what the fuck? You just got arrested. Like, you called me. Clearly, your life is unmanageable. And no, that was the last I heard from
him. My favorite is when you talk to a newcomer. I think Zach and I get this a little bit more than you do, just from the field that we work in. And like, when you got like a client coming to treatment, they've just like overdosed, or they've just been brought back to life by Narcan or something, and they come into treatment, they're just like, "Yeah, I'm fine."
Yeah,
yeah, I've got this. I was in treatment 7 years ago for 60 days.
I have this down. All right. Did you ever get a 60-day chip? I did.
I remember the first time I was in IOP. I explained the reason I wasn't going to be in trouble. It was like, well, I get high for all these events. So now I'm just going to flip it around and be like, well, I'm going to be sober. I'm going to get sober for these events. Like, I'm going to get sober for my test. And then when it's done, I'll get high. That didn't happen.
So, you know where I struggle with that is it's not when someone's being a fucking idiot because I know what to say there, like in the scenario you just gave.
Yeah, you're an idiot. You tell them the truth.
But where I struggle is when a newcomer comes in and they jump into the program, they get a sponsor, they're good with their house chores or whatever, and they're doing the program as it's laid out, and they want advice on what they need to do next.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because when a client does everything that's asked of them for the treatment center and the program, and they're just not getting enough. Like they need to be told something else to do, and they don't always react well to keep doing what you're doing. That's mm-hmm. not the attaboy yeah. they're looking for.
Well, I think it goes back to the question I just asked of like, do you work to achieve praise or to avoid criticism, right? Because I was told that a lot, and it drove me fucking insane when I was a newcomer. I was like, just keep doing what you're doing. I was like, what do you mean by that? Like, what's on the other side of this?
Well, if you're getting sober to get praise, this is the wrong program.
I wasn't getting sober to get praise, but I liked praise.
I remember getting...
Jack these is having a hard suck, time with dude. Tables today.
No, these tables absolutely suck.
I think those cost $30 for the four set.
Yeah, they're terrible.
They're not meant to be leaned on.
I don't have the super fucking...
You could have done the exact same thing Anthony's done. You should have to be
No,
a little
Anthony
different.
Takes that seat every time.
You could sit in that chair with the just Lap the desk. Table, no legs.
This is nowhere near as comfortable.
So slouch down and do what I'm doing.
Ugh, I hate both of you.
Excuse me for giving you a valid solution.
Look,
to your
I
problem.
Didn't ask for your stupid solution, Zach. Okay.
All right, newcomer Jack.
I got this.
Clearly.
I've been using tables. I used a table 7 years ago for 3 months. I got this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This table go fuck itself.
Is your favorite hobby jaywalking?
When I first read that in the Big Book, I thought that was the dumbest story.
Yeah, I didn't understand it the first time.
Now I read it to sponsors, I love watching their faces being like, this is so fucking stupid.
So, you know what this will be fun. You know what analogy I use all the time is when you're trying to put like a square peg into a round hole. You know what I'm talking about? Like it's just not going to work.
Which you can do if the circle is
I don't think I've ever
right
heard
size.
Of that. Can
You've
you
never
it?
Heard that analogy?
Yeah, can you explain it again?
Circles go in circles, squares go in squares. If you try to put a square...
But what
if
the circle
peg,
is large enough that you could put the square
you can
through?
You can squeeze Jack, the four corners of the square into the circle and it'll be secure.
All right. So I had this girl the other day.
You can also do the opposite. You can have the edges of the circle.
I hate both of you.
Square.
I had this...
What if you had to shove a watermelon through your dick hole?
I had this girl the other day said, what if I believe the square is a circle?
Zach, you can't argue with stupid. It'll beat you with experience every time. Okay, motherfucking chair. That wasn't even on it. Stupid chair. Oh, are we still good? Are we still
what
alive?
Are you breaking We're still in good. My apartment. Oh my god.
Jack, tables.
Jack, I think you owe that
God,
table
it's a good
a
thing
miss.
You weren't a professional wrestler. You'd, like, pick up the table to hit the guy, and it would just fall apart in your hands.
That is something that is so baffling to me, is how popular wrestling is.
It's
like,
so
around the world
it's
how
soap
popular
operas for men.
Telenovela?
Yeah. It's like it's all the drama of a soap opera, but with all the masculinity that so men don't feel ashamed of watching it.
Kind
of
like The Sopranos?
Sopranos is not a soap opera. It's a gritty,
it's
hardcore
a well,
drama.
It's a well-written soap opera.
Yeah, it's for sure a soap opera. It's a good one. I like
yeah.
it.
But, yeah, I'm not hating on it. It's a great show. Yeah. Actually, I've never seen it, so I can't really say.
What?
Yeah.
You don't what? Get down with the gabagool?
Okay.
That wasn't Spanish.
I know.
That wasn't Italian either.
Qua? What is what in Italian?
Que?
Que?
It's just spelled C-H-E.
See, I did it. I clearly said the right thing. No, I've actually never seen the...
No, you said K-Q-U-E.
How would you pronounce it in Spanish? In Italian?
K.
Yeah, K.
K.
So, yeah, I've actually never seen it. It's one of the few shows I actually haven't seen.
It's really worth it. The last episode is...
I'm well aware of what happens.
As bad as they say it is, but everything else is fantastic.
I don't know. I've heard some people talk about it's come around on them.
Last episode?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can you just like push that to the side or something?
It goes into
I
the
really
thing,
thought that
glass,
was
going to
hit me
it.
For a second.
Yeah, eventually tables do hit back.
I've learned. Ooh, what's some show you got super into in early sobriety?
How I Met Your Mother.
Okay. Wasn't
Game
expecting
of
that
Thrones.
One. Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got into Game of Thrones pretty early on.
My first time in sobriety, I had convinced my mom to put the data plan on my iPad.
Okay.
And for days on end, I literally just sat there and watched Game of Thrones. I was also really big into chewing tobacco then. So I would just sit there with my dip cup, my iPad, and
my iPad. watch some titties on Game of Thrones. Yeah.
You know what else I did that sobriety, which was funny, is I had these golf clubs and I would set up like upside down cones, like street cones, and I would chip.
Oh.
I would chip the golf ball from inside my room through the hallway, out the door into the smoking section where
destroy you at golf.
Bullshit.
Yeah, you played golf in college, didn't you?
Oh, never mind.
Or high school or something?
I played nice middle and high
if
school.
If you didn't say that, I would have totally fucking taken that bet.
Yeah, I would have run him for so much money right there.
Can't let my friends get taken advantage of.
Thank you, Anthony.
You suck.
Anthony is...
That's how I'm saving face.
Anthony is what keeps this this podcast honest. Let's be real here. Otherwise, it would just be awful. My first roommate, this sobriety out of treatment, was like a sponsored golfer for like the local whatever. And we had a little putting green on our patio.
That's dope.
Yeah.
I went to a driving range once and got hammered.
Yo, we should go to a driving range.
I'd own all of you.
There's one in Westchester. Yeah, you know what was fun was watching Mike Trout on the driving range.
Yeah, Mike Trout's just an athlete. Right?
Are you good enough
here's my counter argument to your statement earlier that says the better athletes go to other sports. Mike Trout.
Mike Trout's the one.
Mike Trout. What are you talking about? Fernando Tatis Jr., Mookie Betts, Cody Bellinger. You remember that video I sent Zach? Or you wouldn't remember. Zach, remember that video I sent you?
You remember that video I texted to somebody else?
Where you showed me the clip of Trump just gunning it.
Oh, yeah. And you got,
and I got
so mad.
I was in a bad mood. I got super angry.
Oh, his golfing thing?
No.
Pitching.
Pitching. When he threw And I sent you that video of it was like baseball players throwing a football. And it was like this dude making this tremendous catch or something, like a baseball player playing basketball and making a shot. And it was like any other athlete throwing a baseball. And they just threw it like straight into the ground. That was pretty funny.
Remember that time that you got mad at me for not replying to something you sent me that you didn't send me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was super important for the podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a month later?
Yeah. Yeah. I was super mad.
Yeah.
And you called me while I was doing it.
Yeah.
Thank you, listeners, once again for listening to another episode of Wet Dad Podcast. If you want more entertainment, or questionable entertainment, as we like to call it, please check out our Patreon. Please give us money so we can buy more stuff for this podcast to bring you more questionable entertainment. Please also check out our email at wetdadpodcast@gmail.com. Please check out our Instagram, where we post all the wonderful, wonderful content that we have of Zach and his selfies at Wet Dad Podcast.
What Dad Podcast is brought to you by Unwritten Content, which provides content marketing and copy editing. I help people and businesses who are experts in their field express their knowledge in a way that is entertaining and informative.
What Dad Podcast is also brought to you by Keep Left Recovery, a sober coach and sober companion and counseling service located on the west side of LA. Keep Left Recovery specializes in helping young people embrace recovery and helps them tell the stories they did not know they had inside.
Yeah. You know what's been really annoying is that these fucking gender reveals are getting so out of hand that they set the California on fire.
Somebody died from a gender reveal. Killed them. Like the explosion.
Wait, what happened?
You know the fires that are going on right now?
Yeah.
That's because of the gender reveal.
Not all of them.
It was from a gender reveal party?
The world is on fire. Not all of them were gender reveals.
I said California. Currently.
Wait, explain this to me, Zach.
The fires that are going on right now.
Okay. It all came from one gender reveal party? All the fires that crossed the entire state of California?
Wait, there's a fire happening now.
Okay, what happened?
That was caused by a gender reveal party.
Was it caused because they like lit something on fire?
Yes.
What was that?
I don't know. I don't even know if it was a boy or a girl.
My gender reveal is going to be like a text to like 10 people being like, it's a boy.
So you do want to have kids?
Yes.
I'd make a really good godfather. I'm just saying that. I'm not
He's Jewish. He can't be a godfather.
Yeah. That's not how that works.
Let's be honest. It's going to be Chuck, okay?
I can't have my kid raised by somebody who didn't have a dad. Wait, shit.
I guess your only option is to walk away from that situation. That's fucked up.
You guys both had dads growing up, though.
And my dad was gone a lot of the time.
But he was alive.
I saw my dad
until he wasn't.
Same. Yes, that's how death works.
Okay, what about it? You had a stepdad?